Son of Days, Zion, Ahmed Allen.
Okay. So, Amar says like this. Amar Rabbi. Cain, one of the Pliny, but Kadir Shandilach, Mikudash. So she says to the Baal, give money to Pliny. And when you give that money to Pliny, I will be Mikudashis to you with that. The question is, how's that working? He didn't give her any Kesef Kedushin, he gave Pliny the Kesef. So why is she Mikudashis? She's Mikudashis with an artist. Because we find the precedent to this by an artist. What happens by an artist? An artist on a halakha. Artist, if I have a bagat, the mother and all the day, come and shab the napshay. And already, even though he does not receive the hanor, he mishabed himself to pay. He mishabed himself, he becomes shubit to pay back the halakha. Hi, it's tsunami. This isha also, Abagat Lumati and all the adorim, and she didn't receive any hanor. Come mishabed makanda napsha. She mishabed herself, and she's mocking herself. So, what's going on over here? Because there should be an order. Even though she received no anah, she's mocked herself. Just like the order, even though he received no anah, he's mocked him, he's mashabed himself. So to the isha, even though she received no anah, she's mocked herself. So, the Ritva says, yeah, the Ritva says right away, don't think this means that she didn't receive any in her law at all. It cannot be that she could, that you could create a kedushin if she didn't receive any in her law at all. Dr. Ritz, but Pirish, love the memory of Lomot Lay Shumanah. It doesn't mean she didn't get any in her law. Jim Cain, but my Mishnabit, how are you creating the Shiva? The Shiva has to be created by something. It didn't catch Mishnah Rabia. That's just because she decides. So what created the Shiva over here? It must have been a hanah that she received, right? And we have no hanah works in Torah's Kesef. And the line might look to this, but just the Gemara means to say, I've got the Lamat and Yadei hanah is moist. Shahoitzi ha-malveh. All the Gemara means is she didn't receive the money that the malveh gave. She told him, go lend money or give money to Yen. She never received the money. Hanoi she got. She never got the Hanoi in the form of the moist. So he gilly a doish or arev loy kesef loy shova kesef. Just like an arev, he never receives money, never receives any value of money. He doesn't have anything in his hand. And yet, from the mouth, give him the money, the mouth gives the life of the money. And yet, he's mishabed himself. After the walk, he's mishabed himself with what? With what he's mishabed himself? With the hanah that he receives, that the malveh trusts him so much that he's willing to lend the life of the money based on this bitochen in this ori. Because hanah always counts as kesef. The Mishnah Kamaduchti, like it says in many places, hanah counts as kesef. We have the Gemara's. We get to those Gemara's, but we spoke about them. Spoke with Fon Eyre, Koyt with Fon Eyre. Hanah, if you know we discussed, the season of Hanah has value, has shavuot. That Hanah is also worth a Shabbat Pusha. So just like the Ari receives this Hanah, Hanah Shabbat Pusha, and in exchange, the Shabbat himself, which Hanah? That Hanah that the Malva trusted in, Eli. Yeah? So do this Isha receive the Shabbat Hakanam, he's got to be for? I've got to go and mutter the Adah Hanah as Mana Ashma. She never got the Hanah of the Kesef. She never received the Kesef. Even so, Makanya Nafsha, the Hanah, the Shabbat, the Putta, the Yav Mana, the Gloria, the Diburu. She received the Hanah that he gave the money based on her say so. Yeah. Yeah. The same way. It's value of Shabbat Kesef. It's a value of Shabbat Kesef. That's right. show that even though she doesn't get, even though the kind of nafshar bayah not the shabja puta, the yod mother of the Buddha. Yeah. Yeah, all the Gemara meant by loy mata noli day is the moist of the day. That's the sign is that not with Moshe. The quote is written, that's the Gemara just say, loy mata noli day. The Gemara is not happening on to the right cousin, according to that. Yeah, so the Mitzvah says that's what it really means. It means a noah sakesh. Don't, even though she didn't get that noah sakesh, but you got a different noah. That noah shav puta of that you listen to. That's what the Mitzvah says for the Gemara. But yes, the Zahra, who is it? Not as much. It's Nicole. Loved up in the Gemara. The Gemara should have said she didn't receive the noah. Not she didn't receive a noah. She did receive a noah. Yeah, but that's how the Mitzvah learns it off. That's how the Mitzvah learns it off. If you look on the daf right here in Toys Ria Zokin, it says the same thing. If you look at the bottom in Toys Ria Zokin, by Divya Master, by Hiyano, he says, by Hiyano, to come to him and lay, Shinoisin Mamoinul Acher, Neshu Orev, Gomer Meshab and Nash. Mamish like the Mitzvah. Which means he's willing to pay. But the same idea. I'm shouting myself, I'm mocking myself. In exchange for that, I know. Oh. Right. The Rashba also. The Rashba says, like the Ritva, the Orev Nami Bahia Noah to come him and lay Mishabid, Mishabid. The Loy Machmas Gupa Mom and Mamish and Makabod. They didn't take the money, the others didn't take money, the East didn't take money. But if I know, then you trusted them, then you listened to them, then you gave over the money with, on their say so. So Manela, with that I know, is Makadisha. That's how it works. Now, here Rav Shmuel has a Gavaldika Ka'ara. If that's what the Mitzvah said, so according to the Mitzvah, the Gemara doesn't mean she didn't receive any Hanah. It just means she didn't receive the kesef. What did she receive? The Anah that you trusted. That Anah is a Shabbat Kutu. That Anah is a Shabbat Kutu. Yeah? Yeah? So Frekt of Shmuel, and this is the Rav of Moshe discussion also. At the end of the day, the Mitzvah is saying, that the Kedushan here is working with Din Hanah. So we have Gemara's about Hanah. Skoit Lefonai, Rekoit Lefonai, I don't recall those Gemara's, yes, we've quoted them before. Hanah, right? The third Hanah is, right, we had in the Sukkah of Hanah's Milva. Rashi says, Hanah has value. I would have had to pay somebody to dance the jig, because the Shabbat Kutan hired somebody to dance the jig, and you dance the jig for free. Hanah has value. And the Kaddish with Hanah, that's not a special Din. Of Ari, that's a general din of Kedushin. It's a general din of Kedushin. So according to the Mitzvah, at the end of the day, if you're a Kaddish with Hanah, what did Rava need Ari for? What are you proving from Ari? What do you need Ari? Hanah is Hanah. Hanah works by Kedushin. Hanah has Shabbat. It's worth something. It's called Shabbat Kesef. What do you need Ari for? Yeah?
It's a lower level of
Hanah. Different type of Hanah. Why?
It's a lower level.
Different type of art.
So good.
So this Nachman Moshe, he says, so maybe you'll say, maybe I'll have answer. The art of your feelings with Yagabna, have you had no Gemurah? And if an army, already the Raya, that's called Hanok. Without Aryans, you would have said, maybe that's not called Hanok. I understand that the Jews, there's Hanok. People pay to watch the show. Yeah? Maybe this is called Hanok. How do you know this is called Hanok? So for that, you need good Aryans. I see from Ariv you giving over the money, and I say so, is a Hanah. Once I know it's a Hanah, once I know it's a Hanah, so then you're right. The reason it works is because it's regular Hanah. But you need an Ariv to prove that it is a Hanah. Exactly you say, maybe that's not a Hanah. Yeah, good. Fine. But the Shmuel...
Ariv is the lowest.
Once I know that it is a Hanah, then the Melech, when I know it, it has that. Yeah. I mean, that was the caption. What did Ari for? That's what we did about Noah. It's always for. The Terrace is, Ari shows me that it's called Noah. But that's what the Ari would have said. That's the thing, I know. Like, you know, taking in a free show, that's a Noah. But you give money to him because I said so. Is that a Noah? I don't know, maybe. If not, but direct a Noah, like Zebby says. Oh, you see, Ari is called a Noah. Yeah? Yeah. But Rabbi Shmuel, he says, that's not enough of an answer. Not enough of an answer. Why? He says, because if you want to prove from all this that this is called Hanah, then the Raya would not be a very good Raya. Why? Because the Hanah of Ariv is, I don't want to lend money. Why do I not want to lend money? I don't want to give this wife of money. Why? I'm afraid he won't pay me back. Right? So if I lend them the money because you know the Aryans are willing to pay back, so then the chance is I lent that money, mamish in sonich on you. I lent the mamish in sonich on you that I'll get my money back. So now that's a big enough. Mamish trust me that much? You don't want to lend. You're afraid to lose your money, and you're going to give it away based on trust in me. That's a tremendous Hanah, yeah? But you can't necessarily bring a raya that just because that's called Hanah, that our case is called Hanah. Why? Because we have the Chari, it's not about a loan, it's about a matan. He's giving away the money anyway. Give away the money. So he gives it to Reuven, he gives it to Shimon. So she says, give it to Reuven. Right? So okay, I'll give it to Reuven. How would it? What? Yeah, So what does she feel? Is that the shot she has, this that you're willing to take a risk on my behalf. You're giving away that money anyway. You're not worried about the risk. It's less than you could hear that. It's less. Is that going to be something you're studying upon you? Huh? Yeah, but over there, you're talking about a guy that doesn't really want to give it. It's giving it so much fun anyway. So I would have given it to...
He's already listening to this woman before he's married.
Yeah, like, but there's a difference...
That's the Hanah.
I know. No. Over here there's a Hanah that I listen to what you tell me to do.
True.
It's a Hanah, I listen to what you tell me. You tell me to go get money and get money. You tell me to jump in my head or jump in my head. I listen to what you tell me to do. Fine. But that's Hanah. People, there could be, you could call that a Hanah, that you listen to what I tell you to do. Yeah? But the Hanah of Halvah is much more. Meaning, if I told you that listening to what I tell you to do is not called a Hanah, you couldn't ask the Kasha to be part of it. And I would tell you, no. Ariv is much more than just listening to what you tell me to do. Ariv is taking a risk based on my trust. That's a much... But you're right, you want to get married, so you'll do whatever you want to get married, okay? So it's
not really taking a risk.
Of course he is.
This guy's paying.
That's exactly the point.
He's paying.
That's exactly the point, because of the RAs. That's what I'm saying. We're talking about a guy that's afraid he's not going to get paid back. Why is he lending that money? Only for one reason. Because he trusts that you'll cover it if he can't pay. Otherwise, he would never part with that money. So I'm just saying, that's trust. So you're right, by the Isha, you're listening to what she's telling you to do. Which maybe you want to call Hanah, but don't bring a right Moritz. Or it wouldn't be the right. But I'll say that no, Ariv is a much bigger Hanah. Yeah, that's what Shmuel says. So he says, must be Eluat. You don't need Ariv for that. It can't be Ariv was the raya that this is called anah. Because Ariv was the raya that is called anah, it wouldn't be a raya. Ella, what must be? You knew this is called anah. So you guys are saying, we do that from the Svara. She give away money based on her say so. That's anah. That's anah. You don't need Ariv to prove that. That we understand. That's what's Svara. Okay? So we know it's anah. We know anah works by Kedushin. The Kasha comes back. What did he need Ariv for? Yeah, that's the problem. So what did Rava need already for? Again, right? The fact that Anah works by Kedushin, we know already. We just proved now that the fact that this is called Ahanah, we know already. How do we prove it? Because if we didn't know it already, or it wouldn't be a good ride. Okay, then what is Rava need already? So Dr. Shmuel, like this. This is why we need Ariv. Because really, there's a fundamental difference between this type of Anah and the Anah of Skoik Lefonai or Koik Lefonai. Not that we didn't know this was the Anah, but it's a different type of Anah. And this type of Anah, we might not have known actually works. Why? The awesome over there, when I'll dance and jig for you, have is the Hanah's mumming. It's a Hanah of money, of mumming, meaning Hanah bat Musa Shabbat Pruto. That Hanah is worth a Pruto. So it's mumming all that. Umachayev is tomorrow. It's Machayev payment. If I wasn't being Makadish, you'd be Machayev to pay me for that jig. A jig is something which on the market is worth, depends how good you are. Right? It's in the, there's a big concert coming up, I've heard it's hundreds of dollars to get a seat, no? Something like that. It's value. Yeah? That's something which is value. I mean, you want me to do it for free. Normally it comes with the Tamura's Kesef. It requires payment. So instead of that payment, I'm in the Kaddish. That's the normal type of Anah we're talking about. Chok Lefanai, Rekoy Lefanai. Right? As a Chok Lefanai, talking about Tarim. If I don't charge you, so it's like I'm giving it to you for free. So I understand, what I'm giving you for free, it's called Shabbat Kesef. That's Pashit. Masha ain't came by the Hanah of the Orev. However, by the Hanah of the Orev, the Aloiva, the Hilda of Emunah Sloy, I lent the money based on my trust in you. Again, I know the Gabi Kedushin, the Nothing Moment of Hidibura, or our case where I gave away the money based on my trust in you, based on because I was listening to you. The Chashit, the Hanah of the Moment, that no is doing a moment but you still have a tamura. That's not something which I charge for on the market. That's not something I can say, well, you're supposed to pay for this service, and now I'm not making you pay. What do you mean? That's not true. This is just a no that you feel because I listened to you. Or in the case of the audience, because I trusted you. Different type of no. Is that a shy payment? Is that a no which should require payment? And when we come up, it's Hanah, because it's Ruach. The Shur Kadesh, the Adlot, and Huta Babura. Just it feels good. But Hanah itself, last door is Mammon of Akkab. But Hanah itself is not Mammon. It's not Tamura's Mammon. It's not something you can sell in exchange for Mammon. Then the Yevah Shem Tamura. It's like Hamina, so therefore I might think that the Mahani Hayanah, the Kedushin, the Kinyon. Maybe that type of Hanah just can't create Kinyon. Maybe that type of Hanah can't create Kedushin. Or other Kinyon. It's just something you feel good about. It's not that which is worth something. Right? A seat at the show is worth something. Me feeling good because you gave away money is not... It's Anah, but it's really a different form of Anah. It's that Anah which takes the form of Tamura's Kesef, of exchange, something which is exchangeable for money. And therefore, maybe receiving that type of Anah is not something which could create Shibudim. Maybe you need money. Wait, maybe only Anah, which could be cashed in for money, is something which creates Kibbutz. Kinyan Kesef. But something this type of Anah, which can't be cashed in for money, maybe it's not called Kinyan Kesef. Hamash Nolan from Arev. So therefore, I need to prove from Arev that no, that type of Anah can create Kibbutz. And therefore, just like by Arev to create Kibbutz, by Kedushin also. Unbelievable. I was zealous in my sin within Arev. I'm Anah, Kazu, Ismet, or Kesef, and Kedushin, and Kinyanim. He is the Mahani Gavi Arev. Yeah, unbelievable pshat. That's the chiddush of Arev. That's the chiddush of Arev. So the fact that it all works, we knew. the fact that this is called Anar, we knew. But the fact that this type of Anar can create Kinyon, we didn't know. And it's not just Kiddush if you think about it. He goes right there. He says, not only for Kiddush, but you have to explain why it didn't work. It's such a great chiluk he's making that you have to that he goes on to explain, you know, why it shouldn't work. You're right, it's not something which is exchangeable for Kesem. So here you have something which is not exchangeable for Kesem, and yet you're going to use it to create the Kinyan Kesem. If we finish the call this shop at Kesem, yeah, I'll be there with the majority of it. That's the shot according to the Vista, the way we should explain. Even a type of anar that's not exchangeable for kesef, we get a bamasil please, can be used to create kinyan and moshidim. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No. But why? Why not? Why does it not go to problem? Because we're not bringing the raya from there. If we needed that as our raya, then it would cause a problem. That's what we just say. But we're gonna learn that the raya is not from there. The fact that this is under is a first. It's first. The only raya from our review is that this form of anar. So in this chat, that doesn't matter. You're right. By order it's a stronger form, but this is a lesser form. But they're in the same category. In that they're not exchangeable, they're not familiar with the country. Oh, that's how the Ritva learned the Gemara. But I saw last night, it's quoted in the bottom of the Rashba, and I must have seen it before, but I have it underlined in my Gemara Matir. How is this Gemara Matir? Stop. Nun Zayin and Beis. Listen to Torah in the Bob Matir that Nun Zayin and Beis. You ready for this? You ready? According to the bottom, the Rabbi Rashi says, he doesn't quote the Torah, he quotes the Rabbeinu Hanana, which basically says the same thing. But he says, I am Shabbat because, and my mama said those lines underlined in my Gemara. So listen to Torah. Torah says, it's the Sugya of Ribbon. And the Sugya of Ribbis over there says that if a Malva says to Loiva, here's 100 food. I want you to pay back Hekdish Meyabez food. Don't pay me back. Give it to Sukh, but give 120. So I don't want to talk about your abundance, but let's talk about your rice. Is that Ribbis or rice? What would you say? What? No, Svara, Ribbis that Raisa is the lawyer that gives the Malvin. Period. Give it to Svara. Maybe there might be other problems with it, but I wouldn't call it Ribbis that Raisa. But first, if it is Ribbis that Raisa, you know what I'm saying. Why? Listen to this. Here the Osa, Pilu that Raisa. Why? The Choshev Kilu Bekabel Malva Atzmoy. Because when the Malvin says give it to Hekvish, it's next up as if you actually gave it to the Malvin. Kimoy, like it says in the Gemara, Kedushin of Zayin, same money lepoid, but Kadesh Nilach. The Mekudesh is written Arev. The Choshev Kibla Kibla Mimenu. The Christ was, when the Gemara says Mekudesh is written Arev, how is she Mekudesh? You never gave her anything. So the Ritva says, you gave it, I know that you listened to her. The Christ says, no, that's not the chat. The pshat is, it's viewed as if he gave her the $100. Kibbut kibbut minen. The Torah says, if you give it to Hekdesh, that's if you gave it to the Malvin. How does the longest work? Maybe like the Shmuel said yesterday. That when I give it to Hekdesh, based on you telling me to give it to Hekdesh, it's as if I gave it back to you and you gave it to Hekdesh. I just did it the shorter way. But it's next shot because the Malvin received it so much so that Torah is called the Ribbon Zaraisa. What's my raya? Kedushin of Zion. How does the kedushin work when an isha says give 20 money? Is it already? How's it working? Because that's it, you gave it to her.
Oh, tremendous kid, he's gonna love this. Totally different from the
Huh?
Yeah, which is more mashman than Gemara, like you're saying. She didn't receive any anoah. Over here, the chiddush is that even though she mamish received nothing, because it went straight to Ruvain, it's next up as if it first passed through her head. So the lashon of Gemara, what matter know the adoy at all, is more meduyak according to that. So Dr. Shmuel, this is how the Rosh learned. Because the Rosh, or Shmuel brought the room with him. Yeah, meaning to say, the Rashba says, Ore baya anod, the Gamim and Lay Mishtabed, he's Mishtabed with the Hanod, he listened, the Loy Mahmas Gufa Mom and Mamish, but not because of the actual $100. Why? Shayna Makabo, because he never got the $100. The Tari says, yes, he did. At cold, he got it. So Shmuel says, this is according to how the Rosh learned. Because the Rosh, when he brings, he just says one line, the Rosh. When he brings our Gemara, he says, by the case of Arev, after the Baal goes and gives Reuven the money, he has to go over to the Isha, and he has to say to her, Harei at Mekudeshet, b'moneh shenasati l'ployu. Harei at Mekudeshet, with the money that I gave to ployu. What did Ritva say? Ritva said, I stopped early in the Ritva, but he's mamshim. The Ritva says, you have to tell her, Hariyad Mekudeshet, Li, Ba'oysa Hano, Shinosati Laploini Mona Vidubure. According to the Ritva, what is he saying? Hariyad Mekudeshet, Li, with the Hano that you're receiving because I listened to you. Because according to the Ritva, that's what's making the Kedusha. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says, Hariyad Mekudeshet, Li, with the money that I gave to Ploini. What much money I gave to Ploini? But you gave him a kind of huge money you gave to someone else. Fish, we understand, according to the Ritva, it's that nod that you're receiving. But here, the Russian's Lashon is, the Dr. Rav Shmuel says this, he's a Medayik in the Rosh. The Russian's Lashon is, the monition is not to the pointing. It's very much mashma, like this person. It's that $100 mamish that Makadish is with. Even though I gave it to him. That's the person. Mamish Ritva is going to the person. Unbelievable. Such a big machlok that you're showing him. And what is the tradition of Arif? Huh? You hear the difference? Yeah. Let's look at the Shikasa. Yeah, that's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush over here. Huh? Saying what? Yeah, okay. This could be even without that, maybe. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Nun but that's much into the Lashon HaRosh over here. Right. The next job that we got. Yeah, could be. Yeah. Oh, you could do even more. Yeah. So I want to say, I'm just saying, they're not as much as time on the Ritva. Yeah, not as much as time on the Ritva was. If it doesn't mean she didn't receive a nah, all it means is she didn't receive money. So I'm not, she received. So the Gemara should have said she didn't receive money. You can learn like these, you're showing me it's a little better, meaning the Chiddush of Arev is she's not going to receive nothing. It's not, I'm a Kaddish with that dog that she said that's what I listen to. I'm a Kaddish with the money, which she actually never got. But that's good for Kaddish, that it works anyway. But it's better than Lost in a Gemara, you know? It's Lost in a Gemara. Because they're learning that Ori is the same thing. Technically, Ori also. Right. Because the lumbers would come out to say by Rosh Tuba first. And if we're going to say such a lumbers, Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, it could be my argument said the same object. This argument speaks to mine. And then gave it to the wife. The argument said the same object. The rush is matched to Hebrew, like that voice.
The small brings the rush, he says.
The woman went to mid on the dinner or topic, he will probably be for the money, but one has no use connection. Not like the rich one. Or even the Raya, or even the Raya that works on it. Or even the Raya, but that type of receiving money. Right. That's right. Or even the Raya, that form of receiving money that you never really pass through your hands is also called a Kenyan Yom Shabbos. That already wouldn't have known that, that's right. That already wouldn't have known that. Yeah, oh yeah, because he didn't change my argument. What's this way of looking? No, he didn't. That's right. But if our Gemara is learning from Ari, that's horrible. Yeah, but then what do we bring to tomorrow? What are we proving tomorrow? Yeah, because what is she mocking? No, same thing. If you give money to the wife, because of me, if you gave it to me and I gave it to the wife, yeah. Or I'm the one who closed the way back. Are you
saying
that? But it makes it more sense. Because you're taking the fire by it, right?
Because the air pay back.
Right. The fire, that's what they mean, no? I'm just saying, the fire, if they're saying that this is the loveliness of the Kedushin, and the Kedushin being learned that from Ari, the Chara, that's what they mean, but that's the same loveliness. Yeah, I know, but we're talking about cutting the shoe that the audience has to pay back. It does have to pay back. Not that the shoe is that he took it. Yeah. Yeah. One second. Yeah, listen. In the last year, I don't know when something in Hananel is exactly. The quarter of the Hananel is also learning like this. And he says, the Kedesh is in Arif. Even if a high governor already chayim the shalem, command the couple who be your dov dummy. The woman can already is as if he took the money. Or Hanani, I mean, the Bura attained 20 Kabbalah. So the Abadisha, when she says, with the 20, it's as if she took the money. Or Mavua, we see from this clearly not like the Rashma, not like the Ritva. But that's the woman that they're learning.
No, it doesn't mean Elvis didn't take it. No, I
normally don't. Yeah. And then you say, I don't know what I'm going to say. Right, so that's stupid. Yeah, I don't just say it. I'm tired. What am I tired of? I need something. I'm tired of what? From the audience? Yeah, of course. No, it could be that there's a stipulation that alone. The Arab only is required to pay because of what she can't pay. But in that thing that you're looking at, no, but that's where that sheep is coming from. Forget about it. So the Arab kid doesn't have to pay because that's the way they can't pay. Now the way they can't pay. How are you going to make me pay? Wow.
I mean, how's it working? What's the kingdom? What's the shiva? It doesn't mean a lot of people from the light. It doesn't mean the labor didn't receive the money from you. They're both true. The labor also received the money. Yeah, so do I. Why do I? The problem is that's your question. Yeah. It's a totally different malice. Of course you're business malice. Of course you're business malice. No, listen to me, trust me, according to this malice, the shot is, next step is if the money actually came into my hand. Well, when you give it to someone because of me, it's as if it came to my hand. By the mouth and the way that in the religious case, it's called as if it came to my hand. But the art is called as if it came to my hand. But these are called as if it came to my hand. Why? Because you gave it because of me. Now, I don't know if that means it literally, it depends how you view that. You could view it that literally the shot is that as if it came to me and then I'm getting what to get. Why did such a lumpus? That's the lumpus of an origin. Yeah, that's the lumpus of that. He also took out that lumpus. He also took out that lumpus. Shout from something to say. He's a shliach. Ke'ilu rak. Yeah, you could say it's ke'ilu. What bugs you by Aryeh or by all the things? By the goodness case also? All the other things. Hey, that's an opinion. As you receive something, as you receive something which is in the Shabbat.
So, you're too, that is
something
that's
true. That's true. Because the Shabbat. The Shabbat receives the Shabbat.
How
is that a Kenyan? The Shabbat receives the Shabbat. The commission doesn't bother you or does it?
It's something that.
By Kedushin, you're bothered by Kedushin, no Kedushin. Either way, it's the same thing in all three cases. The biggest case, the other case, the Kedushin case, it's the same.
No, I'm saying, I think it only makes sense to say Hanukkah.
That's a different, that's the Ritva, yeah, that's a different one. According to you, it shouldn't be called Ritva either. You're saying all cases are the only case. Yeah, this is Kedushin, the Kedushin in the Lumbus, but this house is the Kedushin in the Lumbus. You're right. The Kedushin in the Lumbus in all three cases. The Ritva's case, right, Zevi? That's the Kiddush. That you're right. That is the Kiddush. That we view this as if the one who has caused you to do it. What? No, because over there. Over there, because then you. Right. Yeah, first of all, call that the right term. And also because the Chayra, you don't have that I know over there. Because that's a life of listening to a Malveh. The Malveh has a know that you listen to him. Supposed to listen to him. That's what I'm going to get his loan. I'm saying, I want to borrow $100 from you, so if you don't want to give 120 hectares, I'm in 120 hectares. Hard. No, I'm saying, even to say that that's called the Anoa of the Ritva in our studio, it's hard to hear that you have that same Anoa in that case. If it did exist, it would be hard to hear it either, right? That's why Tyson says, he says, no, it's a different Malveh receiver, it's a Kedushin receiver. That is the Chayra. I like the way you said it the other day. The pshat is because it's ki'ilu. If you're giving it to him, it's really because of me, so it's like it went through me. Yeah. That's what she said. And then I gave it up. So when I say hektish, yeah, but it's kinugasi. That's another you listen to. Whatever I know. Yeah. You can give it to, in this case, you're giving it to someone else. You're giving it to. You're about to fulfill. You're about to fulfill this. But what you wanted to use that money for was used to either the hektish and the type, or whatever it was. That's true. Yeah, but if it's not the rich man, no, it's listening. They're not getting the money. It's getting the money. Yeah, that's right. But it's yeah. No, zero not means. Even though she actually never received money, it's literally. Yeah, I know, but the concept of Ritva was, not the Moshe's concept of Ritva was, the noise state, the thing which we're discussing, the thing which created the confusion, is Zanah. That's what it is. It's not the money. It's Zanah. So how are you saying she can receive Zanah? She didn't receive Zanah. That's not what we're talking about. But if we say that the noise of the discussion is the money, you can hear better, oh, she never even got that money, but yet it's not as if she did. The mother said she never said that. No, it means she never got the money to herself. But that money is called Anah. That's what money is always called. Because in this case, that's never did she got it. That's what I meant by the sentence, as you can say. It has to work somehow, right? Yeah. Now we do. One. No. We're not talking about Nick. We're not talking about Mike's opinion. We're talking about that. With what in the shop is done. Because not only have to do a mice opinion to close the deal, maybe. But what are. You know what I mean? You might have been something else. You don't need it. The opinion is here. Yeah. No, my opinion is like, you know, you show your God, whatever it is. That's not the way it's working. Like this. Huh? Husband rush. It does not mean the money. Remember that's the money. Why? You have to have a being. Even though she never received it, it's next to everything she received it. Meaning, even though the Gemara says Apagav, even though the Gemara says Apagav, it has to work somehow. The Apagav is rest. That's the Apagav. Apagav didn't actually happen, it didn't come to her hand.
I'm saying, that's why I don't like it.
The next job is the same
thing. That's why I don't like it. You can't have it taken.
I got you.
She got the money.
Well, we're here to do the
time.
That's right. That's the case of the money. That's the case of the money. Exactly. And she put money. If you put money in her hand, you wouldn't need that tomorrow. That's the mission. If you want to teach you that, the chiddush is that she got money.
It's like, oh, yeah, if you wanted to teach you,
yeah, the more
what is the chiddush
teaching you? The more the saying,